You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, brought to you by themortgagewarrior.com. Use home equity to reduce stress today. Call Steve at themortgagewarrior.com. It could save you thousands.
It's time to get brutally honest.
I eat difficult conversations for breakfast.
What's that guy talking?
I eat like
Happy Gilmore.
I was just going to say.
I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
You eat difficult conversations for breakfast?
This is Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050.
Positive Wednesday for the Maple Leafs, negative Wednesday for the Raptors, but they're back in action tonight. Raps at home, Charlotte's in town, Maple Leafs hitting the road in Columbus, and apparently John Tortorella not handling the past few weeks that well in Columbus because they're starting to lose games.
Yeah.
They won 16 in a row, and now they're 8-11, I believe, over the past 19. So the Leafs are stepping into Columbus at the right time.
Shows a sign of the times changing when the players called a meeting with Torts. My first coach was Paul Holmgren. If we went up to him and said, we want to have a meeting with you, he would go nuts.
He would have beat you all up.
Yeah.
Like, Paul Holmgren's hands were like
bricks.
Five bananas to shake, too. Like, they were monster. He is an intimidating man still to this day.
He's still very intimidating.
He's had the army cut.
Oh, yeah, man. He looks like he's from the 1950s and, like, was in Vietnam and, like, knocking hippies out because they were protesting.
I know.
Like, he's got a vibe to him that is terrifying.
It's the same thing. When we have Ray on, I'll ask, like, if we were playing on the island and we didn't like what was going on, Al Arbor, can we have a chat with you?
Thing is, Tortorella is not the kind of guy I would think players would try to take advantage of.
No.
Like Peter Horacek? Yeah. I could see the fans calling for a meeting.
Your favorite. Or Ron Rolston, right?
Or Ron Rolston, right? Dallas Eakins, maybe. Even though Eakins, he played in the league and he had been around for a while. John Tortorella's won a cup. He's been around for a long time. The guy's got a loose cannon of an attitude.
Well,
and
they're
not
trying to take advantage of him. What do you mean by that?
Trying to settle him down, I think.
Well, what are you talking about? You just said, how about players today calling meetings with the coach?
Yeah, but how is that taking advantage of the coach? It's just, I just can't believe they had enough balls to do it.
But that's my point. That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm just reiterating what you're saying.
Yeah, but the term taking advantage of them, I don't understand where that's
from. Well, you're essentially telling ownership and management, hey, we got a problem with what this guy's doing. Don't you think they're sending a message?
Yeah, it sounds to me, you both are getting at the same way. He just doesn't like your verbiage. That's what it is.
I guess. I guess you don't like the verbiage.
I mean, taking advantage of a coach is just mailing it in, no consequences. You do whatever. I think they took advantage of Horacek. Calling a meeting with Torts, I just think is ballsy, not taking advantage.
All right, maybe not taking advantage.
It's screwed up. It's all right.
The point that I'm making is he doesn't seem like the kind of guy you would want to push back on. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy you would want to confront.
I would think if I was the captain and I went up to Torts and said, hey, we want to have a meeting with you, he'd say, actually, no, you're not. I'll be meeting with you guys later today.
And I would say, if you want to have a meeting while you've won 16 games in a row, maybe we could have a meeting. But all of a sudden, Columbus is starting to play like the team we thought they were.
Right.
To take a verbiage out of Dennis Green. All of a sudden, Columbus is looking like the team we thought they were.
Right, coming back to earth.
Coming back to earth. Bobrovsky coming back to earth. The power play coming back to earth. Yep. And they're starting to lose games. And the Leafs are coming off one of, if not their most impressive, win of the year last night.
That was a beatdown.
Have to be feeling pretty good about going into Columbus tonight.
They should.
And Curtis McElhinney looking for some retribution.
That was an impressive win last night. They should have some confidence. I mean, that's a total team effort. Starts with their goaltender. He made some big saves early. They weren't sharp early. They were giving up pucks.
But they were good.
They just got it going, and they destroyed them.
I went back and watched it. I didn't sense at any time they were out of control of that game. And obviously when the score got bigger, the confidence just grew. Like there were some plays there where I'm thinking, okay, this is – you know when you're having a night, everything just goes well? They had a night last night. And it's amazing.
Well, there was one bit of controversy or adversity, Jamie, and that's when that ridiculous penalty.
That was a terrible call.
Oh, my God. Like, okay. I felt bad because I know the guy. He's an NHL ref.
He made a mistake.
But I had to go on in the intermission and say, I'm sorry, this is embarrassing.
Well,
it's embarrassing.
So I'm calling the Ottawa game, but I always have my eye on Twitter and stuff, especially in between periods. And people are just, it's embarrassing.
That was Tim Donahue last night.
You were just.
Guy had some cash offshore. And it was a horrible call.
It was. And so I immediately, I'm like, I've got to go back. So I have it on my computer. I go back and I'm like, where's the call? He had
Chimera.
So Chimera got a great shot away on the first.
But he muffed it, though. That's why he thought.
It was Chimera's fault.
Yeah, he muffed the shot. And I think the ref thought that the Hunwick did something to cause that.
I think he did. Last time I checked, he's still allowed to tap a guy's stick. That's another thing. When did that stop happening? If he was on the other side of the ice, I could understand it to an extent because Chimera's body would have been blocking Hunwick's stick. He was like 7 feet away with the perfect angle, and he called a penalty shot.
Yeah.
And the what maybe made it worse was then he calls the Kadri penalty, which was a hero move to send a message to everyone in the building.
That I don't care, and I'm going to keep calling it this
way. Exactly. Yeah. Screw you. I'm the guy in charge here.
Yeah.
I'm the guy who has the whistle, and I can throw my arm up, and there's only two of us in the building that can do it.
He has the conch.
And so the second one was even... Even more, like, egregious hero
move. Well, the second one was like, Babs, I don't care that you yelled at me. I'm going to keep doing this, and there's nothing you can do about it. It was ridiculous. It was a ridiculous display of refereeing.
How many fans wanted to give him the Vermette treatment?
Well,
that's another story that is redonk.
And it wasn't...
That's bizarre.
That was really bizarre.
But it was a delayed reaction, too. Sometimes, I mean, Nyquist the other day was... We all know it was intentional.
Did Vermette's stick actually hit the referee?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But in the back, kind of in the pants or the back of the legs, right? But he gave him a shot.
That's the thing that I'm seeing is all of a sudden, as if this happened 25 years ago and we don't have tape and you had to be in the building. Now I'm seeing people that are like, oh, he barely touched him. I'm like, no, he didn't. That was a significant shot.
He gave him a chop.
It was a chop. Like,
it's
hey.
The referee.
That's the thing.
It like, doesn't matter.
Do you know how many times we have said over the past few days, like, how bizarre was that? Like, how many bizarre things that are happening? Like, Charles Oakley's getting chicken winged out of a garden.
No.
Tiger Woods is canceling press conferences because of an injury. What the hell is
There's
that?
There's our poll. What's the most bizarre thing that has happened in the last week? Oakley with chicken wing, the Nyquist, Vermette, Tiger. What else have we got?
The penalty call.
The penalty shot call. Penalty shot. We've got a list here.
Okay. We had a poll question up. We're getting a lot of heat for it. Well, it's a hypothetical poll question.
But it was yours? Do you own it?
I'll own it. And you're like, let me go over a couple of these guys. Adam.
I'm Adam.
You're Joe. It's a hypothetical question.
I was sitting in an office before I came in here. I'm like, what bozo did this? We have Mike Babcock.
It's our reducer back there.
It's a hypothetical question.
So you're owning it. You said we should do this?
Absolutely, because it's timely. The Habs yesterday circled back on Claude Julien.
Right.
This is the second time Therrien has been fired and Julien has come back. All this team does is recycle like three or four guys.
Yeah.
That's all they do. So from a hypothetical standpoint, we posed a Twitter poll.
Who would you like to recycle if you're the Leafs?
If the Leafs were going to pull off a Habs, which former coach would you be okay with them bringing back? Carlisle, Wilson, Maurice, or Horacek, was a dummy choice.
I mean, we all know if there were people that have passed, like Pat Quinn would be in there.
But we're not
Pat
doing
Burns.
That. We're not going back I to punch
John,
Imlock or
I wanted
something.
John Brophy, just for the...
He was an awful coach,
the
too,
side
for the
show.
Leafs. But... It was a hypothetical. Exactly. It doesn't mean anyone's pushing Babcock out or he's leaving anytime
soon. He's not going anywhere.
This is a show where 90% of the time we pose hypothetical stuff.
Yes.
And you're just like Joe and Adam, and they're like, this is such a stupid question.
He's the king of hypothetical.
Within reason.
There was a time we had a vote. You put out a poll if we should let you leave early.
Which I might be putting out another one today. Not feeling my best today.
Well, we're leaving early anyway because we have the game tonight.
He's got the verbata. He's got the sniffles. And it's full-on sniffles.
Yeah. I might have to pull out of here at 5.
All right. Do you want to change up the poll question?
Yes. Should I leave at 5?
No, that's not going to be it. I think the one that we just posed, we'll throw it up. Steph, I don't know where the hell she is. She's gone. But
she's gone for the day.
Steph's put up a poll question with the answer already
you know
in. I can leave early.
She put up a poll question and then ninja dusted. She's like, I'm out of here.
She's gone. All right. The most bizarre thing to happen over the past week, Oakley getting dragged out of the Garden, Tiger bailing on a press conference because of an injury.
Right.
Vermette.
Slashing a ref.
On the ref. I think we stick with those three.
Okay. Because
the Nyquist one was still player on player.
That's a confrontation.
It was really dumb. I don't know if it's bizarre necessarily. So we'll switch that up. We'll get that poll up. And today's Overdrive poll question is brought to you by Colt Hockey.
Wow.
Reinvent your game with the stick that'll last three times longer than your regular composite. Colt Hockey, designed by hockey players for hockey players. Visit coldhockey.com. So we'll switch up the poll. We'll get rid of this one that you hate so much.
Thank you.
And we'll get to some bizarre situations throughout the sporting world over the past week.
Speaking of bizarre, and that's what we were just debating earlier, I haven't heard the last time where it got out to the media where the players had a meeting for the coach. I know leadership groups have gone in and sat down with the coach to go over days off, to maybe go over some of the things, working too hard, that type of stuff, practice plans. I've never heard where, hey, we need to, you know, things have been going real well this year, but you're starting to revert to old ways, maybe. And we need to have a chat about this.
You know how I feel about Tortorella. I'm not his biggest fan.
Right.
But what I would actually love to see was him having ammo ready for when he wanted to go crazy during the 16-game win streak, where he gave them a pass. Extra day off here or there, no game day skates, which he's gotten rid of. Right. Now, again, I don't know exactly what the details are.
There was probably tons of times, but during that streak, he was like, these guys, they didn't deserve to win. I could lose it on them, but I'll let it ride. And now it's
starting to lose, and Torts is potentially being too hard on him. And you know he probably is thinking, what the hell is going on here in Columbus?
But then the nerve of the players, then. If he gave them a pass, shouldn't they be...
He got rid of game day skates.
Wanting to give him a pass a little bit.
You would think. So anyway, Leafs in Columbus tonight, coming off a very impressive win last night. And I'll say this, wasn't in the building last night. Valentine's Day, went home, ordered food, watched the game.
Mm-hmm.
Sent out a few tweets, and I thought to myself, maybe I shouldn't be sending out the vibe as if I'm really this into the game, but I was, and Aaron was cool with that. But I'm hoping to get down there for the Ottawa game on Saturday. I'm definitely going to the Habs game next Saturday night. Mm-hmm. We'll ask Ray, because he was the only one in the building. It feels like there is more of a buzz at the ACC.
A little excitement there?
Last night, the Freddie chant started up. I can't remember the last time a player got a chant like that, or a goalie. When the ref made the phantom call, that place was going bananas for a while, and they were chanting about the refs. That does not happen at the Air Canada Center.
No, it's dead in there.
It's generally dead. And I am wondering if we're starting to see some life, if we're starting to see some more people get into that building saying, you know what, this team is really fun. Really entertaining. They're in a playoff spot. Let's have ourselves an evening when we're down there.
Well, it's amazing.
And that would be a great sign. Because it felt like that, again, from my couch last night, but it felt like there was more energy in that building than I can recall in a long time.
And we've talked about it as long as we've been doing this show together. That arena, that atmosphere, it's pitiful. Well, and it's nice to see it kind of change a little bit.
But give them something to cheer about. That's the thing.
Every fan I talk to, they say the same thing. You know what? At least they're exciting now. They're talented. They're exciting. They make things happen.
Yeah.
It's not like years past where down 2-0, they're out of the game.
How many times last year did we say, well, solid game, they're in it. Didn't cheat you for effort. That was it. They'd lose 3-2, 2-1, 3-1 with an empty netter. This year it's not the case because they're more skilled. They're more exciting to watch, and they're in the hunt.
They're actually winning.
Exactly.
And that Isles team, they've played really well since they made the coaching change, but they're not a great team.
No.
And the fact that they're in the mix, that's the kind of stuff where you walk away from a game like that or walk out of the ACC and say, if people think the Islanders can get in, the Leafs can get in. Like, the Leafs can absolutely get in. Like, there's a bunch of teams kind of just hovering. They're all in the same boat, and the Leafs are in that same boat. Right? And a few of them are going to get in. A few of them are going to miss. I mean, you were in Ottawa last night. They blow a 2-0 lead.
Yep.
Lose in regulation. Now the Leafs are right back on their trails.
Yeah.
Right? And right after them. And Buffalo's picked up a couple of wins. So now they're within striking distance to an extent.
Everyone's still in that group.
There's a bunch of teams that are kind of right there. So believe me, I would think every fan base is thinking the same thing. Why can't our team get hot for 25 games and find a way to punch a ticket?
That's what Gary Bettman wanted. The parity, it's there. Outside of two teams. And you have to think, I mean, in Detroit, Carolina to an extent. Tampa's right there, though. I mean, Tampa's 6 points back. Buffalo is five. New Jersey's five. Florida's five. The Islanders are three. And Philly's two. Now, games played, different story. You have to go to winning percentage. And I would like to see that winning percentage out there. I would like to see standings based on winning percentage when we're talking about this. That way it helps a little bit for your the psyche of your group instead of saying, well, you know what? Toronto's this behind Boston, but they've got this many games in hand. Like, you're constantly doing the math in your head.
And that'll come to an end this weekend because, as we said prior to the game yesterday, this is it. This is Banya. This is the soup. This is the dinner. Like, these are the games that you're catching up on Boston and Montreal on because they're both off this week.
Right.
And you got Columbus tonight, Ottawa Saturday, and then you're all back this weekend.
Yeah.
So by the end of this week, for the most part, every team will be in the same range of games. And you're not going to have to pull out the calculator.
Exactly.
You're going to be able to look at the standings and have a pretty good idea of what's in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Which is good.
Which is good. And, again, I think the Leafs, when Columbus was winning 16 in a row, remember, we kept circling back and saying, the Leafs have them three more times.
Watch out.
Watch out.
And they still better watch out. They lost to the Rangers the other night, but they still look pretty darn good.
They were good. That game, actually, Antti Raanta played really well.
Yeah. But you're catching them at a much better time, clearly.
When they're not rolling.
A month and a half ago would have been tough.
And their power play isn't running at 30, whatever it was. It was over
32%.
Yeah, it was over 30% for a long time. They were just ripping teams apart on the power play. And they were finding ways to get it done. Now, they've had a few bumps in the road. But, you can't sleep on them tonight because they did lose a tough one to the Rangers the other night. They'll be pissed tonight. So you can't, hopefully McElhinney can do what he's done his last couple starts for the Leafs. And you need timely plays from your big players.
Yep, keep rolling. I mean, you're feeling good about that game last night, but that can come to an end pretty quickly if you get smoked in Columbus.
You mentioned Tiger Woods. He bailed out on a presser?
On a press conference.
I saw that today. Like, on his doctor's orders,
doctor's
too.
Orders. I have never seen anything like this in my life. And I'm starting to get to a point where I pity Tiger because he's becoming a punchline. Like, this is comical.
Yeah.
How do you bail on a press conference? Like, wheel the guy in on a stretcher if you have to.
Stand up.
You can't conduct a presser because of back spasms?
What if he rolls in like Hannibal Lecter? They bring him in on one of those dollies.
I think there would be less joking than this.
Really?
Have you ever heard of a guy?
No.
Do you think there's a level of embarrassment where he doesn't want to answer the question, I can't play golf anymore?
I think so. But come up, like, lie. Just lie and say, you know what? Scheduling plans have changed. I'm going to see my kids now. Sorry, guys, can't do it. Don't come out and say, my doctor has told me I cannot perform at a press conference.
That is ridiculous.
Because of back spasm issues. You have
either
to lie.
Way he's supposed to do
either
the presser.
Way.
He was supposed to do it today.
At the Northern Trust?
I'm not sure where it was supposed to be.
Well, I can understand that. If he's in Florida, I can understand his doctor saying, you're not flying across the country to go to L.A. to do a presser at the Northern Trust Open because that doesn't make sense.
Okay, then fire up a conference call. Fire up Skype. In 2017, you can hold your press conference wherever you want.
The conference call probably makes more sense, but you're right. What would the optics be? The internet would explode if he rolled in and they wheeled him out like Hannibal Lecter on a dolly.
Noodles, I'm telling you, though, I think it would look better than this.
Really?
This is totally unheard of. Can't perform at a press conference because of back spasms. Forget playing at Augusta. Forget making a cut. This guy can't show up if there are cameras in the room. Like, it is on a completely different level of bizarre. I might get my vote. There's been a lot of ridiculous things. I don't know how I can't vote for Oakley getting chicken winged out of the garden.
Out of his own building.
That one's tough. But the bizarre, like, this one might top it. Because guys have been chicken winged out of buildings before.
Right.
I've never heard of an athlete saying,
I can't sit.
I can't perform.
Yeah.
There's no performing. Like, you just sit and answer questions.
Dude, my back could be spasming right now. I can sit here and talk.
Yeah.
Or it might not, be. You're going to stand.
Never heard of it before. So anyway, we're going to have a new poll question once Steph figures everything up back there, and she's back on the case. So we feel very comfortable.
And shout out to the fan that sent us the bingo board. Or what was it, a bingo board?
Yeah.
The Overdrive bingo board.
I retweeted it. Whoever that was, full shout out.
Too much time, but we love it.
Craig Schultz, I think his name was.
Yeah, Craig Schultz. It's the Overdrive bingo. And just a few of the examples. Anytime Larry King comes up.
Yeah.
Baby monkey routine.
Unfortunate set of circumstances.
Unfortunate set of circumstances. Dumb and Dumber reference.
Pea soup and tuna sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
Grit grinder is actually like the centerpiece.
Love
it. It's pretty cool.
Thanks. Yeah, there's actually, it's not a bad game.
I think there could be more. You could stretch out some of the comments. But whoever took that amount of time to do that, I don't know if I'm concerned for you or very thankful. Either way, you got my vote for Grit Grinder and or Star.
I'll give you one right now. I got a lot of respect for that.
Yeah?
It's the real deal, Holyfield. Love it. Thanks. All of which are different
squares on the bingo board. Is he trying to be a hero?
Mm-hmm. I don't think he is.
No.
I think he's just a big fan of the show.
Well, either way, it's a great
shout out to him.
I'll sign off on Ninja Dust.
There you go. So if you're playing and it's a drinking game, call the ambulance or the paramedics because you're in big trouble because we basically just knocked the board right off the table. Ray's coming up just after 5. Jerry's percentages at 5:30. It was Valentine's Day yesterday. My understanding is Jerry has a poem for us today.
No.
Really?
A Valentine's Day poem that he would like to recite. And I think we might listen to that next. And Masai Ujiri's on the show today. Raptors back in action tonight. Even after the trade, they got embarrassed in Chicago last night.
Awful.
11 games in a row, the Bulls have beat them. It's just incredible how they play when they play the Bulls, and that is not the reaction I was expecting after a big trade. So we'll discuss that as well. This is Overdrive, TSN 1050, and on the TSN Go app.
Shout out to new listener Kim in her car. Traffic's a little bit bad, so she tuned in.
Oh, yeah?
Welcome. Proud to have her as a new listener.
Do we make her immediately a friend of the show, or does she have to earn it?
A huge friend of the show.
All right.
Where are you getting that information?
Huh? Twitter.
Sent you a tweet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why do you have to ask that?
Well, I don't know if it's like an actual friend of yours that you said you would say hi to.
Yeah.
Do I ever do that?
It reeks of like,
you give a lot of shout-outs to friends.
What's the Greek guy with right beside the car?
Everything I do always just gets turned into a circus. By the way, I did some research while you guys were jibber-jabbering about hockey.
Yes.
I looked at some YouTube clips of snowboarding, and I think I might have caught on to something. So I'm ready to get back at it.
You're back, really? Huh? Okay.
The concussion problems are behind me.
Yeah, did you pass the protocol?
Well.
Not yet?
Not yet.
We'll run you through a protocol before you go up. We'll make sure.
All right. Maybe tomorrow we'll do that. See if I can pass the Overdrive concussion protocol.
Do you think?
We got to find out way to do it, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you remember doing it in the NHL? It was... I feel like the first time they tested me, I failed. I was so nervous doing it. They said, think of every word that you can say that starts with the letter F. And you're like, I swore.
Of course you would. That's exactly what popped into my mind.
Fart, fudge. And they got to time you in the minute. I had like 6 words. So then I got knocked out in St. Louis one night, rattled off the words, no problem.
See, I find, like, if I'm in the comfort of my home, Jeopardy. You know how we always goof on people like Jeopardy contestants that don't get obvious sports questions? Because it's obvious to us.
Right.
You know, of course, we know Wayne Gretzky got traded to the LA Kings, but the guy who's studied physics his whole life and has never focused on hockey ever.
Right.
Right? Where we don't goof on ourselves when we get what they consider obvious just so wrong. And there are times, like whenever it's Kids Week, I love Kids Week on Jeopardy because it's a confidence boost. Because they're always, you know, subjects or topics that are...
You're Kramer.
I can feel pretty good about, right?
You're dominating the dojo.
But I think if I was in the moment, I would really, really buckle badly.
You think so?
I don't think I would hold up under the pressure of hitting that button and having to come up with an answer. I think I'd be horrible on Jeopardy. Awful. Even with sports trivia, stuff that would like be within my wheelhouse.
You would turn into that guy from Buffalo.
You know what we need?
I think I'd be really terrible at it.
Overdrive Family Feud, because I'm pretty good at it.
Again, you're pretty good at it at home, but...
I know I can hit the buzzer and answer.
Okay, but what about the final feud? What's that thing called?
Well, the 2 minutes or whatever.
Oh, yeah, when you're under the gun.
The final round.
You get 20 seconds. You don't get 2 minutes. You get 20 seconds.
You get 20 seconds if you're the second guy. The 15, I think it's
No,
the
you
first.
Get 25 the second one.
Is that what it is?
So 20 seconds.
I
questions.
Can hammer it
out. You have to come up with an answer and a backup answer right away.
If you hear the "eh," but that's only if you're the second guy.
But the first one, though, you have no clue what they're about to ask you. None.
Okay.
Like, none.
Name a food that you would buy at the baseball stadium.
A hot dog.
And that would be ding.
Boom!
49 people said that, and you would high five. Then the next guy comes out, and you would say hot dog, and it'd go, "eh."
Popcorn.
Beer.
Popcorn is my follow-up.
Beer would get you zero, I think, because it's not a food.
Well, if it's...
I would probably say something stupid like that, beer, and they'd be like, food, wrong.
So then you go pass. You should never pass.
No, you can't pass.
If you pass, you circle back and you're in big trouble.
I'm telling you, I don't think anyone would actually be that good.
I promise you I would be. I feel like I could rattle it off. I've had years of training and watching The Feud and yelling at the TV.
All right, we'll try a Overdrive Family Feud one day. Maybe even an Overdrive Jeopardy.
Jeopardy,
Kids
I don't
week.
Know. The kids' week where it's a little music and maybe geography, that type of stuff. You could have some fun with it.
Well, there's probably an SI swimsuit edition question that could be added to Jeopardy with a Canadian spin on it. You see, Jeannie Bouchard is in the SI swimsuit.
I did not see that. I saw Kate Upton.
Kate Upton got the cover again, and that's her third cover, I believe. That puts her in very esteemed company. And the pictures I have seen are very nice.
You're very happy with
Very happy with the work. And I got to say, the same thing about Jeannie Bouchard. And Jeannie now, I think, has just accepted.
She's morphing into
sex
Anna, Anna Kournikova.
Yeah.
That's what she's doing.
Sex symbol is the way to go at this point.
Not
because
her fault.
She's
no.
allowed to do that.
She can't win tennis matches, so do the modeling thing.
And I've seen the pics. Very nice pics.
So you're very happy again?
I'm very
the
happy.
Lighting?
Pardon?
The lighting, etc.
Everything you could ask for in a Jeannie Bouchard
but those
swimsuit
SI,
edition.
Those are trending towards like Playboy type.
Well, Kate Upton, I think, is topless.
I don't support those type of things.
I figured you wouldn't.
No, we didn't. We know that you wouldn't head down that road.
But Jeannie Bouchard has decided this is what I want to do. Now, it doesn't mean that she's not also working on her game or can't continue to compete or won't continue to compete.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, she has not even come close to winning anything but significant in years now.
No, but you can't. Yeah, you can't judge her for that because wasn't Tyler Sagan? Didn't he do like a nude shoot?
That was ESPN, the Body magazine.
Right. Wasn't Joffrey Lupul in something like? They're good-looking guys that they have an image. They've got.
We should do an Overdrive nude.
Oh yeah,
calendar.
That would not sell. That would sell four copies.
And the
Me,
thing is,
you two, Mulls and Ferg. We do an Overdrive nude calendar.
For what, though? It's,
Fergie,
it would have to
I
be.
Want to see Fergie in the Borat swimsuit.
That might sell some copies.
I think so.
The problem is, you know, I'm going to say this, but women, I don't know how many women really care to, you know, like some guys would buy it as a goof.
Yes.
Like some of our biggest fans would get it just to kind of goof on us and have it in their man cave and be like, look how stupid these guys look.
Yes.
But I don't know how many women would be lining up saying, that's a calendar I really have to see.
We're not
Speaking
cops. We're
that,
not firemen.
Did you do any training today for the 10K?
I was this close, dude. I was on the couch. Here's the problem. All right.
Hang on a sec before you get to it. Do we have it? Is it ready?
Mullen's off
All
today.
All right, let's
so.
Go.
A myth began to grow about my speed.
I'm too old to waste my time trying to train a no-good loser like you. You bum!
I need a miracle.
Run, Forrest, run!
Get set.
From couching to 10K.
Well, we both signed up for the 10K, and we're doing a fitness update, like an app type thing. Today, I did CrossFit again.
You did?
You?
I didn't do anything. Again, I got a smoothie for lunch, but I'm
You ate well.
I ate clean. I ate pretty light. But
I got a smoothie for lunch.
That's it, man.
That's cardio.
I was sitting there on the couch today, and it popped into my mind because I had to drop my daughter off at daycare.
Yeah.
Right, which I do that around 10:30 every day. And prior to us going, I had some energy. I said, "I'm coming back. I'm getting on that stupid elliptical I have in the basement."
Dude. It's starting to get nice out. I think the next week there's going to be some night. Take advantage of it.
I have to. I will.
Go for a stroll.
I'm going to go for a walk. I got no problem with a walk. I get the podcast going, the music going. I'll get Everly out. But like the run, like the full sweat, I don't know what happened between driving to the daycare and back. I got home and I was like,
"You were done.
I'm couching, man. I'm going to chill out."
Did you nap?
No, I didn't, because like Trump was speaking, so that's the problem with me right now.
You're attached to CNN.
I can't stop watching CNN. So every day I'm watching CNN, and all I see is breaking: Trump will be speaking soon. And I'm like, I gotta watch this. Like Flynn is resigning. I mean, no. There's Russians all over the place. It's insane what's going on.
I was
down
reading
there.
Again. Like it is. It's like for me, because I'm older than both of you, this is my OJ trial. Like, I could not stop watching TV.
That's right.
25 years ago or whatever it was, when OJ was on trial. That was the first reality TV. I watched it every day for, I felt like, 2 years straight. This Trump
I'm in the same rabbit hole. Same rabbit hole. I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is grab my phone, and I'm like, what's he tweeting? What's going on? Yeah. Where are we now? What are the Times reporting or Post? Or?
Yeah, and we're not heading down the political road again. It's just, it's what I'm saying.
No,
is
it's a fact,
you're
man.
Watching it.
This is what's going on.
It's real life.
All right, we got a poem courtesy of Jerry. We're going to play it. We'll play it before Jerry's percentages as well. But he missed out on Valentine's Day yesterday. He said he wanted to recite a poem for us.
All right.
So we'll get to that in 2 minutes. All right, take it or leave it. Trivia later in the hour. Ray just after 5. Jerry's percentage is at 5:30. I got to snap out of it, man. This 10K, it's going to show up so quickly.
You know what it is? You're going to try and cram. It's like a test in school. You're going to try and cram the last week.
I'm going to pull a Tiger. My back's going to blow out. I know it.
Yeah.
I'm so lazy right now. It's a real problem.
What happens in your head? Like, all you got, like, trust me, I'm not exactly Johnny Fitness, but... I just know that it's 45 minutes of my life, and then it's over.
That's the amazing thing. You get through it, and you're like, what the hell was I waiting for?
Why didn't I do it?
And if you put a camera on me, it's like a manatee. There's no reason why I can't just go downstairs for 20 minutes. But I can't.
You
I don't
can't
know what
get
it
down
is,
there.
Man. I can't get down there.
You can't get down there. You know what it is? Something
always comes
up. Do you
listen to any podcasts?
I listen to a lot. And I got
Go for a brisk walk and fire one up.
Well, I don't want to be that guy, like, in the neighborhood.
You know what you do? There's brisk walk guy. Here's what I will do for both of you, and it's pretty good because it keeps you motivated. Buy a Fitbit and track your steps.
I've got that kind of on the phone.
But what I'm saying is, now you could track and say, I'd like to get to 10,000 every day. How do I get there? If I'm not walking around or if I'm not doing something, and you look up and it's halfway through the day and you're at 3,000 means you got to get off your ass and move a bit.
Well, I hear you. Believe me, I know. That's my fear, is that I would buy a Fitbit and the thing would just
die out.
Would send me an email like, "Screw you, you're personally ruining our reputation." All right, we got to get into the Raptors losing again last night.
Yeah.
Serge Ibaka is set to speak with the media any moment now. We're expecting him to be in the lineup tonight.
We're going
to
play that, aren't we?
No, because we got some other things on the go. And we got Masai Ujiri at 6. We're going to talk to Masai about it. We want to hear what Masai has to say about the trade and the response last night. But quickly, do you guys want to hear this poem from Jerry?
Yes.
A day late, dollar short. Yesterday was Valentine's Day. Let's see what Jerry was thinking about.
And now, a very special Valentine's Day poem from Jerry.
It's that time of year again, and Jerry's feeling a little bit romantic, so I've come up with a poem. Roses are red, violets are blue. You're all filthy pigeons, especially when you boo. I really hate this show because your percentages are dog poop. The only person I hate more than you three goons is that idiot Snoop. Now let me wrap up this poem with a hot take or two, and then I'll finish this off with a big screw you. The Leafs are going to the playoffs, the Jays will too. Austin Matthews gets the Calder. Patrick Laine, who? I promise to screw you, so try this one on for size. When you fat, pathetic losers don't finish the 10K, Jerry won't be surprised.
Very romantic from Jerry.
Jerry won't be surprised if we... Dude, you have to finish it somehow.
Have we set a date?
Whenever it is.
It's May 14th.
Is it?
Yeah, it's May 14th. It's Mother's Day. It's happening. There's no flexibility. We can't call it in. Hey, how about 2019? Clear us some space. It's happening. We're doing it. So screw Jerry and that kind of mentality.
All right.
You're big on the poems, too. Nice poem last night during the game.
No, I was Jerry. I did mine last night.
That's true. All right. Jerry's percentages at 5:30. Ray's coming up. Raps lose again last night. They're back in action tonight. Masai Ujiri at 6. This is Overdrive TSN 1050.
Take it or leave it trivia with the O-Dog.
All right, we got Kevin from Milton on the line.
Kevin, how's it going, man?
Excellent, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing good. What's going on out in Milton? What places do you frequent out there?
The sun is shining, and I'm ready to hit the beach.
Oh, nice. There you go. That's a Jamaica line, I believe. That sounds like a confident man, right, Kevin?
Yeah, if I can make the Jamaica trip, I hope to see you guys in that 10K run.
Better chance of making of going to Jamaica.
All right, buddy, you know how this works, right? We got three questions. All right,
Absolutely.
First one. How many straight losses do the Raptors have to the Bulls?
11. Yes, sir!
I like boy
Vern.
Right
now. Boy Vern.
Pressure's off.
How many days was Claude Julien out of a job?
I'm going to go with 7. Yes, sir!
Wow, I didn't even know that.
Where does Austin Matthews rank in goals scored in the National Hockey League?
3rd?
Wrong.
Wrong.
Well, you got 2 out of 3. That's $100, Kev. That's a lot of frosty beverages in Milton. Do you want to keep the cash or let it ride into Friday?
No choice at all. I got to let it ride.
Love it. Thanks.
Good man, Kevin.
Excellent.
Thank you very much, guys.
All right, buddy. Stay on the line. And I think Chris is back there because
Steph is
MIA
just mailing
again,
it in again.
Thanks
a lot.
Chris will pick it up. Good luck, buddy, on Friday. There's our main man, Kevin, in Milton. Milton is...
We're getting some gritty cities.
We
are. Milton, Barry, Lindsay.
You notice we haven't got, like, someone from Queen West.
Yeah. But
just down here in Yorkville waiting to play Take It or Leave It.
Yeah.
Which we appreciate.
Let's get a North York.
You support North York.
I do support North York.
Okay. We can do that. Hey, listen, we don't control it. You get in, you get in.
Exactly.
Anyone can play. We appreciate you tuning in. And there's another guy who's hoping to see us at the finish line. 10K. A lot of support.
There is a lot of support.
A lot of support.
You better get couched to 10K soon.
I got to get couched to anything, dude. Couched to feet.
And I had this big idea of like an after party, like an after race. But it's Mother's Day, isn't it?
It's Mother's Day. That's the problem. I'm going to have some issues with that. I mean, the race alone.
Oh, so you're going to bail on the race?
No, I'm in for the race, but I can't go Bernie Lomax the rest of the day. I mean.
Thing is if you
say
run 10K.
Say hi to your mom. Oh, it's your wife's. First or
the second one.
If you run 10K, though, you are laying on the couch the rest of the day. Your body's going to be shot.
That's the amazing thing. When I did Tough Mudder, want to take a guess at which establishment I hit southbound on the 400?
Mickey D's.
Right to McDonald's.
Right after Tough Mudder.
Within an hour of having that headband, I had a 10-pack. I had a duffel bag of treats, and we were southbound on the 400. I mean, that's when I knew that was not
It's not for you.
Because a lot of guys would go and they'd get their shakes in. They'd go maybe get a massage.
Stretch
maybe
it out.
Some salmon waiting for them later in the evening.
Not you.
Not me. I'm a grit grinder. All right, race coming up. And Jerry's percentage is at 530. Raptors losing their 11th in a row, and they got smoked after a big trade. A lot of people were talking about the psychology of this trade. How was the team going to react? Well, we saw how they reacted last night, and they're back in action tonight at the ACC. Masai Ujiri at 6 p.m. This is Overdrive TSN 1050.